That night in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed round them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once, the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the highest, in the heavenly heights, peace to all men and women on earth who please him." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. And the typeface changes size here, so I have to put my glasses on for the next bit. Those shepherds were living out in the fields. They were looking after their sheep. No one has ever given them names. They were ordinary blokes. We don't know how many there were. But that was their job. It was probably cold. It might have been damp. I don't know. But those shepherds weren't expecting any action. Maybe, I suppose, the odd wolf. Maybe a nice cup of tea at 3 a.m. Nothing more. Put your hand up if you've ever seen a sheep, a live one, around here. Now, my script doesn't allow for this. No hands are supposed to go up. Tell us then, Claudia. Oh, hang on. City Farm. Right. Okay. So, never work with children and animals. My sketch never turned up, and you've spoilt my animals bit. And my script went on, and I don't mean at the butcher's. Anyway, okay. Put your hand up. This is trickier. Put your hand up, if you dare, if you've ever seen a shepherd round here. That's more like it. Ellie, you nearly put your hand up there, didn't you? It went halfway up. Have you seen a shepherd round here? Yes, they are, aren't they, I suppose, when they have to get them back in the lorry at the end. They are shepherds. An angel appeared to these men. Now, I've never seen, knowingly, an angel here or anywhere else. And one of the really hard things to understand about this bit of the Bible is that it seems a bit like a fairy tale. It seems like that just can't be true. A bit far-fetched. Some ordinary men doing their job in a field, visited by an angel. Really? Are you serious? And this as well, quote, from the more traditional translations of the Bible, "The glory of the Lord shone around them." We've sung that since we were children. What does that mean? Well, no one can say for sure what that was like. And whether or not it was a powerful, bright light, or whether there was any sound, I don't know. But I have the impression of a very strong sense of God's presence. And in the traditional versions of the Bible, we're told that those men were terrified. They didn't shout and jump up and cheer and clap. The glory of God, which shone around them, was a thing which made them very afraid. And whatever the glory of God looked like, it certainly got their attention. So this all seems a bit scary, in fact, doesn't it? The reality of that. And the films, I think, showed that. The lights went on and the men fell backwards. Is it a bit far-fetched? Well, here's the thing. The Bible is full to bursting with stories of how God makes himself known to ordinary people and says, "I have something to tell you. I have something important to tell you. I have something really important to tell you." And this is a very, very good example. God had something to say to those shepherds, and he certainly got their attention. So what was it that he wanted to say through the angel? What message did he send the angel to give to the shepherds? Well, let me answer that question with another question. In that bit that I just read out, that Ella and Ewan originally read out, quiz question, this is available to anybody up to year six. How many words were there in that passage altogether? Who wants to shout it out? The bit from that night in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep, down to they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. How many words were there in that passage? Not 96. So not a bad start. What do I hear on 96? Not 98. 80. More than 104, Mike. Give Richard Tinkler a massive round of applause. It's 163, but it's Christmas, so that's really impressive. And I know that because I did a word count on my computer this morning. So well done, Richard. I think I can shrink that passage down to three words. Three words from 163 that God wanted to get across to those shepherds in that field. And it's really simple, and you can finish this sentence for me. Those three words were, I love you. Over there, in that barn, in Bethlehem, of all places, lies my son, says God. He's only little. In fact, by the time you get to see him, he will be but a couple of hours old. Go and have a really, really good look at him. Worship him. He's my son. I am God, but I have emptied myself and have come to earth as a baby. And I'm telling you this, shepherd, and you, third shepherd, because Jesus is a big part of your story. And he's going to be a big part of everyone's story because of this. This baby will grow up and become a man, and then, and here is the really important news, he will become a savior. No more manger, no more swaddling clothes, no cattle lowing. Instead, nails, a crown of thorns, a cross, a death, a tomb, and a resurrection. All part of the same account. And I have chosen to tell you, shepherds, about this because I love you. It's as simple as that. The baby in the manger is for everyone. Now go and have a look at him. This matters enough for you to leave your sheep where they are. Jesus will be the Savior. He will make everything right. He will fix our relationship with God. He will save us from ourselves. The baby in the manger is just the beginning of the story. So if those shepherds were expecting an ordinary night in the fields, a bit damp, a bit cold, the odd wolf, generally very dull, to be honest, for us it's like going to school or to the office in December or to Westfield. Instead, they got God's glory and some firm and clear instructions to go and see this baby. Go and have a look at the Savior. See what you make of it all, says God. And God says that today. Have a look and see who Jesus is. We know what happened. The baby grew up to be a man, and when the time was right, he became a Savior. Take a close look at who he is. God has an announcement. Millions of people have had a look at who Jesus is, not who Jesus was. And countless millions know Jesus as their Savior, the baby who became a Savior. And so off they went. We know that they left their field and made the journey because they reappear later on. And when they got to the place where Jesus was, there were others who had made the journey. Other people had come, magi or wise men from the east, and they had all judged Jesus to be worth the journey. And millions have understood the message that God gets across. The three basic words of Scripture, God says, I love you. The barn has gone, the manger has gone, and is a mere part of the story. But Jesus, the Savior, is alive today, and he is as magnetic today as he was then. He is worth the journey.